Welcome to Olives and Pimentos podcast. I'm speaking with John from the band
22.
Fuck yeah, man. You guys hail from Montreal, eh?
We do, yep. Nice. Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of a mix. I'm on the south shore of Montreal, and then other guys are on the north shore of Montreal, and then one guy is from Montreal, but we do practice in Montreal, so yes, we are from Montreal, basically.
That's amazing. How did 22 start?
It started as a side band, actually, way back in something, well, late 90s, let's say. I mean, we can't really agree on a set date, but I had a band called Third Fall, and some of my friends had a band called Bucks of Budland, and we got close, and the bass player, Tuz, and the guitar player, Simon from Bugs, myself, and the drummer from the band we had back then was called Third Fall. We got together and formed a side band, and you know, within a couple of months of playing together, we were having more fun with the side band than we were having fun with, you know, our former bands, and so we decided to give it a go. And at first, we were called Catch 22. And the first EP that we did, we released in 97 or 98, and I guess about a couple months in, we found out that there was another band called Catch 22 on Victory Records, and so we changed the name to 22.
That's actually a really cool story, man. I had no idea about that one. That's I just recently saw Catch 22. I think it was in the winter at the Lord Brewing Company. They're a good band too.
I'm sure they are. I think they're a ska band, correct?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I think it's like a side project from another band. I totally forgot the name of the band. Fuck me. But they're also a ska band as well. So you guys have been going for a while though now.
Yeah, on and off. I mean, we went from like late 90s to 2006, I think. And then we sort of came back in 2018. So it was like a 12-year break. You know, I mean, the band wasn't around anymore, wasn't existing. You know, all the guys in the band were doing other things in music, but nothing that really ever kind of, you know, lifted off. And I guess around 2018, I was still talking to our old record label, New School Records, and he still wanted a new 22 release. So I had songs that I had written, so I just kind of got the guys back together, and we decided to, you know, do songs and call it 22 again. And that's sort of how it happened. But there's a big gap between 2006 and 2018. The band didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I know. I see what happened, how I got into you guys. It was in the algorithm of Spotify. And then I was listening to Belvedere, and you guys popped on, and I've been listening to you guys for a very, very long time. I'm a huge, huge fan of the skate punk and punk rock genre, and you guys do it fucking really, really fucking good.
Oh, appreciate it. We actually, one of the last things we did around 2005, 2006 is a tour with Belvedere and Rise Against, actually, back in those days. That's one of the last things we did. Before the long, long break.
Yeah, before the whole COVID break. And you guys, aren't you guys still on Thousand Island Records or no?
Yeah, we were actually on New School Records from Oregon from early, well, from our first album called The Dues of Hazards. We've been on New School Record ever since, but the last record that we did, the new one called Dismissed, that one's on Thousand, but that's the first one that we've done that's on Thousand Islands.
Nice. And how those guys work with?
Oh, they're great. I mean, you know, one of the really good things is they, I mean, it sounds maybe weird to say, but they don't really get involved in, you know, the process, whatever. They have no hand in, you know, how the band's going to sound, look, feel, whatever. You know, you kind of come up with a project, and if they're into it, then they release it, and then they back it. So, I mean, that's kind of the best way for a band like us that's, you know, been around a while, kind of, you know, do our own thing, don't really, you know, aren't really looking for you know, guidance from a label or anything. So, you know, we got to know those guys right when we were recording the album. And, you know, it felt also better to have a label that's from out here as opposed to having a, you know, an American label after all these years, you know, have something closer to home makes a little bit more sense. So that's been good.
Yeah, I know. And you guys got a lot of fucking bangers out there too. And like everything you guys put out, like it's, I don't know, like I'm a sucker for fucking skate punk. Like I got into the indie rock thing a while ago. And then yep. I'm like, you know what? I woke up one morning and I said, I really do like songs under 4 minutes without 13 members.
Well, I mean, that's me all over. I mean, all my favorite bands are usually one guitar, one bass, one drum, one singer.
Yeah.
I think, you know, probably my top 10 bands of all time is probably like a quartet and, you know, like I said, just one guitar. Very, very raw. And that's kind of what I've been going after all these years, really.
Yeah, no, I tried to get into the indie rock scene, and then I'm like, you know what, I really, and I still listen to punk rock and skate punk at the same time. And it's like, fuck it, you know, I could give a shit. So I went back to my roots and whatever.
I'm not even sure what indie rock is. Like, what is indie rock?
I don't know. It's like Arcade Fire and like Broken Social Scene and stuff like that. I guess that's how I classify it. Like, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, you know.
I think it's the kind of music that whenever it plays, I'm into it. But I would never listen to, you know, in the car or whatever.
No,
by
no.
myself.
No.
It's the type of thing that, you know, whenever I'm somewhere and then, oh, that sounds really good. And, you know, what is it? And, you know, it turns out it's like something like an Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
Great. Never bought anything from them or anything of the, you know, that genre, I guess. But,
yeah,
but I enjoy it when it's playing.
Yeah, I'm the same way too. I enjoy it when I hear it now, but it's like, I just fall back into it. Like Jennifer, she's into a genre called murder folk.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
What's that?
Yeah, here we go. No.
I'm the wrong guy to talk about like genres and
that's all good, man.
And all that stuff.
And this is why this is why the podcast as a conversation is good, because it's like information for both people, right?
Yeah. So what do you call it again?
So it's murder folk. So basically, it's like murder. The bands like Dead South, Amigo the Devil. Mm-hmm. Amigo the Devil sings about serial killers.
Okay.
And stuff like that. It's got like a punk rock vibe to it, if you will, too. But she also mm-hmm. listens to punk too. But it's, when we first met, she's like, yeah, I listen to murder folk. I'm like, sweet, when are you gonna kill me? But it's like, whatever. Yeah,
you must have some weird fantasies, man.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Whatever. So yeah. what bands are you currently listening to now?
I have a really hard time finding new bands that I like, but the very few that I've, you know, they're maybe current, I would say. My favorite one is The Story So Far.
Yeah.
I really, really dig those guys. What else that's recent? I mean, the only other two that kind of come to mind are somewhat recent, you know, let's say 2000s and above is Only Crime, one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah.
I'm also a sucker for Newfound Glory. Not all their albums, you know, when they sing, like whenever they do a Christmas album, then I'm not into it at all. But I got into Newfound Glory with their Catalyst album. Really, really like that one.
Yeah, I like that album too.
Yeah, I love that album. Never get tired of it. I actually saw that they were touring on that album, so I'm going to have to catch at least one show there. And then I've been listening to the same music for 20, 30 years. That would be Black Flag, Blast, Circle Jerks. Oh, actually, the best show I've seen in the last 10 years is Off with the new lineup.
That's fucking cool, man. I haven't seen Off yet. I've always wanted to see them.
Oh my god, especially with this new lineup. I mean, they already lost their drummer, so but the, you know, the whole new drummer that's playing currently is also great. But if you saw them on the last tour maybe about a year ago, I actually saw them in Montreal, was so blown away that I drove to Boston to see them the next night.
Oh wow.
And it's a top three show that I've ever seen in my whole life.
What's the top one?
All on their
fuck
well,
you man
pretty much a I'm a giant All fan.
That's
I actually
fucking
saw
wicked.
All when Trigger Happy was touring with them. So
no
I fell in love
with
Trigger Happy at that time as well. Yeah, for sure. And then probably another Jane's Addiction. Way back on their, you know, their second or third album. That's probably the first show I've ever seen when I was like 15. And that blew me away. And around those years, I also saw SNFU.
I love SNFU.
Oh man, and I mean back in those days, like early 90s, man, holy fuck, you were good. Yeah, so I mean all that, you know, Dag Nasty, I like a lot of bands, like pretty much everything that was on SSD Records, Cruise Records, all that stuff I was a sucker for. And then before that, I'm a big fan of the heavy metal glam era, huge Judas Priest fan. Love Maiden, love Motley Crue,
love Motley Crue.
Love White Lion, actually, and not ashamed to say it.
That's fucking wicked,
so,
dude.
Yeah,
I know. I think my favorite show I've seen, it was Sick of It All. Sorry, it was Slayer, and Sick of It All was opening.
Oh, man. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was too into punk rock to care about bands like Slayer and Pantera when I should have.
Yeah.
You know, when they were playing, say, 2,000 people's halls or something, I missed all those bands that era, and I regret it so much.
Yeah, it's...
But I mean, yeah, Slayer, Pantera, those bands I really, really like as well.
Yeah, I know. So then my third show, I would probably have to say... My second show would probably be Metallica, New Year's Eve, 1999. So it was Metallica.
Where, in Toronto?
No, in Detroit.
Oh, trip.
Yeah. So it was Metallica, Seven Dust, Ted Nugent, and Shitty Kid. Shitty Kid Rock, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, not really.
That sounds like a good night, man.
It was all right. Like, I love Metallica. Like, they played all their earlier stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a sucker for Metallica. Like, I even love their new stuff. Like, the stuff they did with Rick Rubin on the first album with the new bass player.
Yeah.
I think that was fuck. I think the album rips. I always get shit for it, too. But,
oh, man. I don't care. I don't care what people, what music people like at all.
Yeah.
But I never got into Metallica.
Yeah, and then probably when I saw SNFU, that's four now, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah, so I was in Guelph, Ontario. This is going a couple years back, and they were playing in a bar called Van Gozer. I was on a Sunday night, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. my buddies and I were just like for a fucking couple of pints in the early evening, right? And so mm-hmm. I walked by the Van Gozer, and I saw a sign that says, SNFU live tonight. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I've already had like four or five pops, right? I'm like, this is dog shit. This is not fucking happening right now. So then I walk into the bar. I'm like, is SNFU playing here tonight? And they're like, yeah, in 35 minutes. I'm like, is there still tickets? And they're like, yeah, there's half the place is only sold out. I'm like, and I went outside to my buddies. I'm like, I'm going to stay here tonight because I'm going to see one of the most legendary punk bands in all of fucking Canada. And you know what? All of punk rock, too.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, man. But
I mean, when I saw him at, you know, I was probably 15 back in those days as well. You know, one of the first five or six shows I've ever seen, and I mean, Chai Pig would jump so high, I could not believe. You know, I mean, for a 15-year-old, that was life changing. And that was, you know, Fufu's, you know, 91 or 92.
Yeah,
and actually, we played with those guys. I think in '96 at Fufu's as well.
Oh, really?
And they were still amazing back in those days. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks how everything happened with that band. It's sad too. But I just recently got Flubla on record, and that's probably one of my favorite albums. That one and No One Else Would Play. It's got the creepy Santa Claus on the front of it. So yeah, I know, and I think I would put them like. I would put Propaganda in them with the SNFU as well too.
Definitely. A funny thing about Propaganda as well, we toured with, well, we did a small tour with those guys on their Today's Empire
Yeah, man,
album.
that's a great album too.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite now, but back in the day, I didn't know it yet. So we did like four or five shows with those guys, and I would watch them obviously every night being blown away, but I didn't know the songs, which is nuts. I mean, I just wish I could go back in time on that one as well, because I would appreciate it so much more. But I'm a big Propaganda fan, now myself for sure.
Yeah, I know it's I think with Canadian, I don't think Canadian punk rock gets a lot of recognition in my own opinion. sorry.
Worries.
Oh, sorry, I'm drinking a coffee right now. It went down the
Okay.
wrong way. There we go. Yeah, anyways. Fuck me. There we go. Fine. So you have two cats. Yeah, what are their names?
Stevenson and Georgie.
And how old are they?
Stevenson's the male and Georgie's the girl. Stevenson is a rag doll and he's 2 years old, and Georgie's a Maine Coon and she's 4 or 5 now.
Holy shit, a Maine Coon. How
Four.
big is she?
She's small. She's small for a Maine Coon. She's very fat, but she's small.
That's fucking wicked. Yeah, we were talking about getting a Maine Coon, but I didn't realize how big they got.
I know the males. I mean, it seems to get so. We found her. We didn't, we didn't have any animals, and we didn't want them. 4 years ago, I was just driving to work, and a coworker at that time found this kitten, 2 month old kitten on the street. And there was a pet shop probably a block away, so we figured probably they were bringing them, the litter to the pet shop, and this one got away probably, and she was freaking out on the boulevard. And like I said, my coworker got a hold of her and brought her to work, and we left with her for that weekend, and then she never left again. But we weren't planning on getting a cat, never mind getting a purebred like that. We figured out after a while, it's like this kind of looks and sounds, especially and acts like a Maine Coon. And yeah, sure enough.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, they're expensive too to sit there and
Well, that's just it. It's like, oh my God, we just got a $1,000 cat. That's nuts. Probably more than that, actually, but yeah.
there's one here, like where we live, they were trying to home it and they're charging the main site it was for the adopting fee was $800.
Christ. There you go.
Which is fucking crazy. So out of all your albums, and which one do you like the most?
Oh, the last one by far.
Oh
This
yeah.
list. I mean, I don't know if you know anything about it. I actually wrote that one during, lockdowns and all that shit back in 2021, with Luke from Good Riddance. And we did it all kind of remote. We would, video call and video meet, almost every evening and definitely every weekend for like 3 or 4 months. I would basically write the songs or blueprint the songs, and then we would send back and forth, ideas and work on the demo for months. And when that was done, he got Sean, also from Good Riddance, to play drums on it. So Sean recorded his drums, and then Luke recorded his guitars, and then Dan and I recorded, bass and vocals out here. And so we actually got to work on this thing for months, which is something that I had never really done on any of the previous records. Especially not in this way, where you're just working over and over on the same songs and re-demoing and re-recording and fixing, everything that doesn't quite jive. And it was just yeah, man, it was everything that I suspected that, you know, bands that I really like and that you probably really like, you know, that's how they work. And so the process was great, and you know, it turned out, you know, I think much better than anything else we had done before.
Yeah, I would agree with you too. I really liked that album a lot, to be honest with you. And it turned out amazing. Like, when I first heard it, I was fucking hooked.
Cool.
But also, I'm a huge fan of Before You Save Us.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. Let's
That's actually my favorite song on that album. It's one of the songs that I had written years ago, actually. I think around the time that we just after we put out the EP before this album called Nice Knowing You. The first song I wrote was actually Before You Save Us. It probably goes back like 2018, 2019, and it's still my favorite one on the album.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorites too. Like I don't know, anything you guys do is fucking good, man. Like, I don't know, like I don't think you guys, and that's the thing too. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass either. And I say this to the bands that I interview because like the bands I like I, or talk to, are bands that I want to talk to because I fucking listen to them. There's a band out of Sudbury, Ontario. If you're into SNFU and stuff like that, check them out. They're called Tall Pork.
Tall porch.
Yeah, and they're pretty rad. They're what I'm spinning right now. But other than that, what else is going on in the 22 world? You guys got any shows coming up or no?
June 14th. So we just re-released our first album called Dudes of Hazzard for the 20-year anniversary. So we put that out in 2003. And so by the end of 2023, we re-released it, remastered, and for the first time on vinyl on Thousand Island and New School Records. So both those guys kind of got together and made this happen.
Oh, that's cool.
So that came out a couple months ago, and so we're doing one show in Montreal, June 14th, with the original members, basically. Well, the members that play on that album. So, you know, Nick on drums, Chris on bass, Frank on guitar, and myself on vocals. And so it's going to be just one show, June 14th, Montreal. And after that, we're probably going to do like a weekend tour, like we did 2 years ago. So September, October, November, we're going to be all over Quebec, maybe Ontario as well, maybe the Maritimes as well. So that's the plan right now.
That's fuck. You gotta let me know when you guys are fucking going to Ontario. I think we're yeah, no, we are actually. We're going to the second night of NOFX in Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going or no?
No, I don't
No.
think so. Is that at Olympic Stadium?
I think it is. I'm pretty
And
sure
they're
it
doing
is.
two nights.
Yeah, they're doing like their last 40 years. They're wrapping up
Yeah, no, I know the concept. I was just surprised. I mean, there's no way that's a stadium. I must be wrong about that. I've never been a huge NoFX fan,
That's
actually.
fair. You're not the first person on the podcast to say that. I'm good. No,
Okay.
no, you're fine, man. I'm totally good. I like maybe, I don't know, three or four albums. Like, I'm a fan, but like, I think the band probably could have been a lot better if they didn't just keep pumping shit out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I lost count. You know, I mean, back in, obviously, you know, Punkin' Drublic, I was a big fan of that. And Two Beans, you know, probably the three albums around that era, I was a fan of. And I guess, yeah, I mean, for one thing, I guess they kept putting stuff out. I kind of lost touch. Yeah, I haven't checked out their stuff in 10 years at least, maybe more.
Yeah, so I would go Rib, Two Beans, and So Long, Thanks for All the Shoes are my favorites. So the ones I go to
Yeah,
too.
that one was good too, for sure.
Yeah, so it's all good. So this is the part of the podcast where you're going to give me all your socials for the band.
Oh, sure. Well, hang on. I don't want to mess this up.
It's all good, man.
Instagram is 22.band.
Yep.
And then hang on. I think Facebook is 22 punk rock.
Nice. Do you guys do the Twitter or anything
Yeah, 22
else?
punk rock. What's that, sorry?
You guys do the Twitter or the TikTok or no?
Nope.
No, that's a good idea. It's a great idea. Yeah,
Yep.
I we
Just
just
the two is plenty. I mean, I take, I kind of take care of both, and that's, yeah, that's plenty.
that's enough, huh? I get you. All right, cool, John. Thanks for doing this. And it was really it was great talking to you, man. Sorry for the
It's my
coughing
pleasure,
too.
man.
I fucking ate the last fucking grain of that coffee, and it's still there. So, anyways, stay in line and we'll chat.
Okay, man.
Cool, man.